Yeah. Okay. So, that was the.
That.
So we just finished that. Yeah, but
no,
we just finished that.
Speak
we just,
now.
Wait.
I think we're way over. Anthony.
Okay. Let's see. So, they said the general discussion. I think that somehow we have that. I said that we don't have that from the board. But followed by a straw poll on the matter that were presented already. That if there's any question from the board.
I think Anthony wants to speak.
No, but I can.
I guess we have to do something. Straw poll.
I just wanted some point of procedure.
Okay, point of procedure.
Yeah, I'm interested in knowing what do we as the board, what are we expected to do at this point, having asked some questions, heard some additional feedback. Do we discuss anything between and among ourselves at this point? I don't mean privately. I mean right here, right now.
That's what we could do.
Is that a part of the process? Is there any analysis or anything that we're engaging in now or what? I'm just curious as to what we do next.
Right. I think that the last part of this agenda will be the discussion, which is, I assume, among the lab members. And then followed by a straw poll. I in terms of the time, since it's really late, basically in terms of the discussion and followed by the bow, I don't know. My concern would be in terms of the time for us. I think that people been listening, people been, I mean, I have like a bunch of models in my house that, you know, that I rest on a band. I think that, I don't know, what else should we add of after the presentation that some of you already been involved and heard several times. At this point, really clear. They're going to have this maybe, I don't know when they say discussion here, internal, my concern would be the time.
Right.
If the people want to have maybe in, from the board, have in both sides, to do a short presentation just to finalize that and then followed by a straw poll. I would suggest that.
Can I add something?
Ray and
Rashida. Originally, we had 20 minutes set of discussion within our group for each question. No discussion on them.
First, we need
to. 1 second. Rashida.
Go ahead. You were
going to
add
no, go ahead, Rashida.
Rashida.
My understanding at some time back was that we were going to have all these presentations and then we were going to take all these models and try to go to have this short retreat and everybody was going to review them as a lab at this time so that we were clear about what we thought was discussed. I think tonight is kind of difficult for us to do it because we're still getting more, we've gotten more information tonight, we've heard more questions. I don't think it would be fair to do a straw poll. And that's not because I'm supporting any mission. I'm just saying some of the people here, I'm clear about what I support. That's not a problem, and I will vote for that in a straw poll or anywhere. I don't hide what I do. I'm talking about other people who have not been to the meetings. I don't think it's fair for them to take a straw poll now. But I do think that we should take what we have, try to remember. Andy has taken copious notes, so has Lee, and we should go ahead with the plan that we had projected for a retreat where we said we were going to consider at least three proposals. One was I don't know if it's Carol Spooner or KPFA, but whatever. And the other was Paul and Manager's, I don't know if it's a proposal or a critique of the constituency model. I don't know if it's proposing something entirely new. It seems
model.
More in the context of critiquing. That's my understanding. That's not a criticism. It's my understanding. And then the constituency model, so that we would have this retreat and then try to look at just to understand them. Then we could take a straw poll.
I understand them.
Okay, so you're proposing that to take the three models of that is whatever the number of models we got, and take a deeper look, and then in the retreat, we may take the straw poll.
No,
not at the retreat.
Not on the retreat?
No.
Discussion, but not a vote.
No, we don't take a vote then. We just
take a vote here.
We discuss it amongst ourselves really in depth so that we don't have the time constraints. And then we do a straw poll at a lab meeting that is open.
December.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah. And I said doing this in December.
Right.
When was this lab meeting being given the reality that the next meeting by the Pacifica Interim Board is the 29th of November?
I
ain't going to be here.
Okay, but that's the way it's set up.
Okay.
So I have a point of information.
Right.
I don't quite agree with that because instead of you deciding that we cannot, I'd rather people hear other people speaking for themselves, decide whether they cannot vote or not because they don't feel they're informed or not. I think the same way the national board took a straw poll just to get a sense of where the body stood without committing ourselves to anything. I'm suggesting we're in the same vein.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you don't feel they don't have the knowledge, then let's say it. But then you can
say
it for them.
No. Okay. I understand
so,
what you said.
So far I've heard people say that they do know enough.
No, that's not what I was saying.
Well, you're suggesting that we don't know enough to take a swap poll.
I said two things, Ray. One was we had made an agreement that we were going to hear all of the models and that we were going to take a retreat.
So anyway, my suggestion is that we proceed. We have a straw poll for whatever it's worth. I suggested that we read the
suggesting
the session.
Straw poll tonight.
And if people feel there's any discussion,
suggesting that
that's the agenda.
I have a point.
We read this question. If people feel they can't, shouldn't we discuss, then let's fine.
So you're proposing that we just follow the agenda? What is in the agenda?
Just the way the national board did it.
And
then we have a national poll should have a sense of the body as we can stand on each one of those major questions.
I'd like to speak. Can I speak? I want to speak.
Yeah, 1 second. Let just.
Oh, first of all.
And then,
it's my understanding, and Rashida, I understand what you're saying, but we were supposed to hear, and we've been buried in this for a while. Now, it might be that some board members don't know all the dynamic, but we have most of our board members here tonight, and I think they're pretty up to snuff on some of this information. And the straw poll is what it is. It's a straw poll. And I think that the national board wants to have an idea, because I went to the last board meeting. They want to have an idea of what we're thinking. And that's why they suggested we take a straw poll. And I understand what you were saying. I think we should take a straw poll here tonight. I think that we are aware. I've heard enough here tonight. I am ready. Let me just say, I am ready to take a straw poll. I'm ready to vote. I don't know what other people. I can't speak for the other board members, but I am ready to take a straw poll.
So you second grade,
Rachel. I think Marion just clarified for me. The straw poll is for the national board to have a sense of what this body is all about. And after a retreat or after more study or whatever, some people may change their minds. But where they are right now is where they are. You know, and if we need to do this before a national board meeting, I think it's important for them to know where we
are we bound
right now. I don't think we're bound. This isn't a straw poll. Is just the sense of the body, right? It's not like we're making a decision on what model we're going to accept, right?
Okay.
Is that true?
Right.
Absolutely.
Thanks. I've gotten an answer to my question, which was what was the next step. Coming off this, you're supposed to have a straw poll as the most on the question of these models. Is that one of the straw poll items?
That's what the agenda says.
Right.
Then there are straw polls on the questions of membership and voting. Right?
Yes.
Voting claim. Right. I'm concerned that there, in spite of the point that Mimi made, which was that we've really had years, it seems, person hours to discuss this. There was a whole question between the constituency model and others that's been the issue seems to be that it's divisive and that's been presented in a variety of ways. It doesn't allow for the inclusiveness that was at least rhetorically proposed in developing it. And I just feel that there are probably some issues that have could have been better. Not, we have to go with what was done because people did a very solid job. However, there's one specific omission that I feel I'd like to hear addressed. And that omission had to do with the whole question of the role of principles of unity, how members were selected or would be selected, and the role of representatives, those kinds of issues. If somebody could just discuss a bit more coherently, how did that fit into the constituency model, I think it would be useful for this board, because some of the members of this board have not had the benefit of being at all those things that many others of us were at. And I think that that's kind of a glaring omission that, to me, pulls some of these things together. The issues of principles of unity and how represented.
Why don't we, let's hear the people.
But I don't know if that would be.
Will this board make an attempt yes. to come to some consensus or some understanding before the next meeting in Houston?
The 22nd.
Hopefully,
that's the idea. The idea is to have discussion between the 4th. The 4th was the time when Rob Robinson was supposed to take all the previous votes of the board and all the work that has been done, try to combine in one unified document, and for all of us to use it from between the 4th and 27th. By all of us, I mean all the local advisory board.
And the reason I'm asking is because this board is at least 6 months behind.
Yeah.
And now the train has left the station.
That's right.
And we are at the last stop before the destination, trying to catch up.
You're right. But also, for example, people ask me, well, how do people feel about certain positions? And I really cannot tell. We can decide this is where we stand, where are we united, where do we stand far apart, which way are we going? I have no idea.
And by the way, I got to be out of here in like 10, 15 minutes.
Okay. So what did that mean?
Means I gotta go try to find sleep.
Okay.
Can I ask a question about this? Are we going to ask more than 5 seconds?
Sure.
Will this board consider before it takes this poll that the listeners in this community have overwhelmingly rejected the constituency model?
No.
And you have hundreds of petitions that reject it, and you're not going to vote without any consideration?
No, you don't know who the listeners are.
We heard of signatures or
petitions? Okay, let's, wait. Guys, enough from enough questions for tonight. Let's. All right. Okay. Here, this is what we have in front of us right now.
Excuse me.
Yes. You took another question. Proportional voting inherently has a problem, which has been shown by the New York City School Board elections. Proportional voting was used in the New York City School Board elections, and in every reform model, it has been proposed that proportional voting would be eliminated and would actually be changed to a one-person, one-vote situation without ranking from 1 to 9 a number of candidates. Has anyone on the board looked at the structural problem inherent in proportional voting?
Yeah.
Can I answer that?
We know that.
Sure.
Well, the questions we're looking at now, are much more general. We have it besides favor A, the other third favor B, and the other third favor C, or do we have points of agreement? And what you're talking about definitely is a very important question that we haven't looked at in a.
Let's vote.
Listen.
As a board.
But we're not all voting.
So one of the problems that we have here is, I mean, if the board wanted to change it, I mean, we establish an agenda in the beginning. We say,
okay,
we're going to have that. We're going to have a straw poll.
I take back what I said. Let's take the straw poll.
Okay. We're going to do this in 10 of that. There's basically two models, correct me if I'm wrong, which is the constituency model and KPFA, KPFK model.
We have questions there. Really.
Weren't these the questions?
The questions kind of approximate the model, but don't necessarily overlap directly.
somebody to, I mean.
Yeah, we agreed on that.
We should just go through these questions and get a yay and nay. This doesn't bind us in perpetuity.
But Mimi, there's on number five that says that we need to take a straw poll on the models presented.
Right.
Now, and then the questions relate to number six and seven.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the straw poll. And the model. And then we're going to the questions, which is, doesn't make that much sense to me, but okay, let's just, for the purpose to really get out of here, some people, before we end up.